没有关系，那就 OK。我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
早晨有九位年轻的弟兄姐妹要我们交通主在他们身上的工作。
This morning, 9 brothers and sisters will share with us what the Lord has taught them in their lives。
这是神在他们身上的祝福。
And this is the Lord's blessing。
也是要学习的。
And also lessons for us to learn。
我们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。乃是依靠耶和华的灵，方能成事。
Not by strength nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们愿主在他们的工作是一生之久。
And we desire the Lord be at work in their life all throughout their lives.
好，我们第一位请 Della 姐妹。
So we ask Sister Della.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
To begin with, I would like to share some updates since last summer.
在开始的时候，我想要来分享从去年夏天以来的一些个人的情况的更新。
So back then, I was stuck in self-hatred.
那时候呢，我自己是非常的在自我的厌恶的里边。
And the conferences didn't bring me a dramatic spiritual revivals, but leaves this verse in my heart.
那时参加特会也没有让我里边有属灵的复兴，但是有一句经文却留在我的心里。
Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know.
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得。
And the Lord did respond to my self-hatred.
主在一年过去的一年里也回应了我的自我的厌恶。
And in short, his response is, "Yes, you are awful, but I am your salvation. Look at me."
简单来说，他的回答就是：是的，你确实很糟糕，但是看看我，我是你的拯救。
Throughout the past year, as I read the book, The Normal Christian Life with Brothers and Sisters, and have fellowship and have daily practice, he did patiently and gently open up his response to me.
那在过去的一年，我也借着与周围的弟兄姐妹一起来读《正常基督徒生活》这本书，一起的交通，一起的操练，他也耐心温柔地向我打开他对我的回应。
Indeed, he's the faithful shepherd.
实在，主是那信实的牧人。
And this year's WCCC encouraged us to run the race and bear the reproach of Christ.
今年的西安特会鼓励我们要来奔跑，忍受基督的凌辱。
But I kept on wondering, how can I do that willingly?
但我一直在心底来问，我如何能够甘愿来做这事呢？
And then I realized if I do not choose to share his suffering, I'm actually adding on to his suffering.
然后我就意识到，如果我不愿选择与基督同受苦难的话，我就是在加添他所受的苦难。
In the Gospels, our Lord always retreated to the wilderness to pray alone.
在福音书里，我们常常读到主自己退到旷野去祷告。
But at Gethsemane, when he was under unbearable distress, he brought his disciples with him.
然而在克西马尼园当中的时候，当他最痛苦的时候，他却带上了门徒与他一起。
It made me so sad when I saw the disciples cannot keep up and they fell asleep when the Lord needed support from them the most.
当我看到在主最需要这些门徒的时候，他们却没办法跟上，甚至睡着了，我心中就特别难过。
At the same time, the Lord reminded me of Luke 22, verse 28.
那同时主也让我想起路加福音二十二章二十八节那里所讲到的。
It was to those disciples whom the Lord said, "You are the ones who stood by me in my trials."
这是对同样的一帮门徒，主对他们说，我在磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
Our Lord knows exactly what kind of person we are.
我们的主知道我们是什么样的人。
Yet in his trials, he yearns to have us standing by him.
然而在磨练之中的时候，主却盼望有我们与他在一起。
May we see his nail-pierced hands and would not allow him to suffer by himself.
盼望我们能够看到他那双钉痕的手，也不愿硬着心让他独自受苦。
And I'm not saying that we should seek suffering on our own.
我不是说我们要自讨苦吃。
The Lord didn't always call his disciples to pray with him in the wilderness.
主并没有常常的叫他的门徒一同退到旷野去祷告。
But when he indeed called us to join him to pray at Gethsemane,
但当他确实呼召我们与他一同去克西马尼园祷告的时候，
May we all stand by him and pray as he did, yet not as I will, but as you will.
盼望我们能够站在他身边，与他有相同的祷告，不照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And one practice that I found helpful is to have the mindset that I want nothing for myself, but I want everything for the Lord.
我对我来说非常有帮助的一个想法就是，愿我们不为自己求，而单单为主求。
When we're in difficult situations, before we start self-pitying, always first check how the Lord will feel about it.
当我们在一个难处当中的时候，让我们不要来自怨自艾，而是来问问主他怎么看。
If the Lord is okay with that, then no matter how not okay we feel, we will be okay.
如果神觉着这个情况是可以的话，无论我们自己觉着这个情况怎样的艰难，那我想都没有问题。
May the Lord turn us to be better companions for him.
愿主让我们能够成为对他来说更好的伴侣。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天参加西岸特会其实不在我的计划里。
I actually did not plan to go to WCCC this year.
神其实了解我的需要比我自己更知道。
But the Lord knew my need better than myself.
所以在截止日期过了一个月之后，我联系了注册组，然后报名成功了。
So after the registration has closed, after a week, I had to contact registration group and register after the fact.
Yeah, 但是不鼓励大家这样做，还是
要按时报名。But I do not encourage such a way of registration.
Yeah, 去年回来的时候，我其实灵里是有一点低潮的。
Last year when I returned from WCCC, spiritually I was in a low point.
Yeah, 今天如果大今年如果大家听过信息就知道，就是我们时间就是其实是没有时间 emo 的。
But if you listen to the message this year, the speaker said we don't have time to be depressed or be moody and emotional.
Yeah, 是要赶紧认真奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
We need to seize every opportunity and to press on to pursue and to run this race.
时间很紧，所以我今天给大家分享。是在我个人的生活和教会生活上一些学习。
So I want to share a couple of things from my personal life and also in our gathering.
Yeah, 主题就是要在基督里。
And the theme will be to be in Christ.
个人生活我的题目取的是奔跑天路的人是要得着基督要我得着的。
In my personal life, I want to run this race to gain that for which the Lord has laid hold of me for.
奔跑时有目标，有急迫感，专注不管闲事，而且要付上代价。
As I run, I need to have a purpose. I need to have a sense of urgency and to pay the price.
对，而且是不管闲事。
And also to lay aside all the other encumbrances.
所以孙弟兄提醒我们，我们要尽本分，为自己负责。
And our brother Sun reminded us we need to be responsible for ourselves.
顺服恩高的教训，达到个人的人生目标。
We need to follow the teaching of the anointing and to pursue after that goal.
不能再顺服肉体，浪费时间。
We should no longer obey the desires of our flesh and to waste time.
之前我在陈根玩《使徒行传》的时候，我在选下一本陈根的书的时候，就是因为常常早晨比较困，然后上班又要迟到。然后读经的时间就从30分缩到15分，然后就还后面就跳过。
So after my morning devotion in the book of Acts, I wanted to choose a different book, but because I was very busy, my morning devotion time shortened from 30 minutes to 15 minutes to sometimes skipping altogether.
久而久之就没有每天成根的习惯。我想这里面的重点是每天成根，成根。
And I lost my habit of daily devotion, and I emphasized on this word daily.
其实平常看书听到周五聚会，然后周日礼拜，周末其实比周中还要忙，就是所有的服事已经占据了很多的时间。
So from my weekday work life to ministries over the weekend, sometimes weekends are even busier than work days, and just very busy, and I lost my habit of doing devotions daily.
但实际上我忽略了一个很重要的问题。
But then I ignored this one very important fact.
这些是让我真的在灵里认识基督了吗？
And all these things that I'm busy with, am I truly in Christ?
我知道基督要我得着的是什么吗？
I know what the Lord wants me to lay hold of.
我有为这个目标付上代价奔跑吗？
Am I paying a price to run this race for that purpose?
所以我在和彭师母交通的时候，他用 F.B. Meyer 的一句话提醒我。
So when I was having a fellowship with Sister Peng, and she used the word from F.B. Meyer to encourage me.
If you're not willing, confess that you are willing to be made willing.
But should I say in Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 就是如果你不愿意，你可以跟神讲，我愿意你来帮助我的不愿意。
我愿意你让我愿意。
我愿意你让我愿意。
所以回来之后，这就变成了我的祷告。
So that become my prayer. Yeah.
So 在睡觉的时候，起床之前，我知道自己很懒，但是我求神让我起来读经。
So before I go to sleep at night, after I wake up in the morning, I know I'm lazy, but I pray to the Lord that He will cause me to be willing to get up and read His words.
大家应该猜到了，早晨即便我是没怎么清醒，但我可以走到我那个读经的 SPA 开始我一天读经的时间。
And you could imagine that after waking up in the morning, I'm not even fully awake. I just kind of walk like a zombie to my little reading corner and to start my morning devotion time.
即便是短短的15分钟。
Even if it's only 15 short minutes.
我祷告神给我智慧和启示的灵，使我真认识他。
I pray that the Lord will give me a spirit of revelation and wisdom so that I can truly know Him.
照着他丰富的应许，我一定会得着基督让我得着的。
By His promise, I will surely gain what He has laid hold of me for.
同时，基督也定会得着要在我身上得着的。
At the same time, He will certainly lay hold of what He desires from me.
第二点就是关于教会生活，为什么神让我们等
？Secondly, in the matter of church life, why does the Lord want us to wait?
Dana 讲到了摩西在旷野40年，他等待、衰微自己、祷告，做着当时最被人看不起的工作——牧羊。
Brother Dana shared about from the life of Moses how he was in the wilderness for 40 years. He decreased himself. He did the life of a shepherd, which is despised upon.
但是摩西忍受基督所忍受的凌辱，最终被神使用。
But he had the fellowship of suffering of Christ, and eventually he was used greatly by the Lord.
讲员开玩笑说，要是没有这40年，当时可能神要灭掉以色列人的时候，摩西就 Amen。
So Brother Dana joked about that if he did not have that 40 years of training, if the Lord says, I want to destroy the whole Israelites and start over, Moses probably would just say, Amen, Lord.
想想最近很多服事，甚至是我在自己生命追求的上，有很多时候是靠着自己天然的能力和技巧在做事。
And as look to myself, many of my life and my services before the Lord, I'm just relying on my own power and own strength.
骄傲、愤怒、想要控制事情的欲望、丢脸，这些所有属于自然的生命的东西都会出来。
My pride, the way I boast, the way I want to control things and the small details.And even embarrassment, all of these come from my own flesh.
求神怜悯，在背起自己十字架的过程里，我可以真的把自己献上。
But by God's mercy, as I learn to take up the cross, I need to yield myself.
心意更新而变化，以至于神的旨意对我来说是纯全、善良、可喜悦的。
So that there will be a transformation of the mind, so the will of God can truly be good and pleasing and acceptable.
最后引用以赛亚书66:1-2结束我的分享。
Lastly, I just want to quote from Isaiah 66:1-2.
Yeah, 这两节我很喜欢。耶和华如此说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？耶和华说：这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔、因我话而战惊的人。
Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest? And for all of those my hands have made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, who trembles at my word.
我们的神是不吝啬的神。
Of the Lord, our Lord is
吝啬。
He is not stingy.
他已经亲自预备了自己可以安息的地方。
He has already prepared a place for himself to rest.
而我们能做的就是在基督里。
But all we can do is to keep ourselves to be in Christ.
Okay, hi.
大家好。
My name is Grace, and I went to the Toronto Youth Conference this summer.
我的名字叫 Grace, 我今年去到了多伦多的年轻人特会。
A brother shared about Jesus as being the life.
那有一位弟兄讲到耶稣就是生命。
He shared a Greek word used only to describe Jesus in the Bible, archagos.
那他就讲到了这样一个希腊的词，就只是在圣经当中才会用到。
Archagos.
Archagos.
It's Greek, apparently.
是希腊文。
Jesus is the leader, the originator of life, is what that word means.
就是主耶稣，他是我们的领袖，那就是那个词的意思。
Jesus himself said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And if that is Jesus, what is man?
那如果那是主的话，那人是什么呢？
Psalm 8 verses 3 through 4 tells us, When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them?
在诗篇第八篇第三到第四节那里讲到，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
Jesus was also a man, but he was other.
主耶稣也是人，但他却与众不同。
He touched a leper, but instead of the leper making him unclean, Jesus made the leper clean.
他摸那些有大麻风的人，但却并没有因此不洁净，反而他却洁净了那有大麻风的人。
Likewise, he can make us clean.
同样的，他也能够让我们得洁净。
Not only does he care for us, he calls us to a simple question.
不仅他关爱我们，并且他也问我们这样一个简单的问题。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Another aspect of life is life grows.
那另外关乎生命的一个方面就是生命是会成长的。
Grow spiritually, and not growing a religious shell of religious acts.
并且它是在属灵上的成长，不是说只是在外边有这个宗教仪表上的一些行为。
Ephesians 4:20-24 says that, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.To be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
以弗所书四章二十到二十四节那里讲到，你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智换一新。并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
In a workshop on spiritual growth, there was a growth chart graph where the x-axis was growing old physically and the y-axis was growing spiritually.
那我们有一个特别的这个分组的交通，就讲到属灵的成长。当时呢，我们就看到了一幅图画，这个 x 轴讲到的是我们物理的身体的变老 ，y 轴讲到的就是我们属灵生命的成长。
It was an exponential function, if you're curious.
如果大家感兴趣的话，它是一个指数型的这个成长的图表。
As I pondered the workshop, I wrestled with this question. Am I growing spiritually at a healthy rate?
那当我来思想我们这个交通的时候，我就在问自己，我是不是在有一种，在以一个比较健康的速率来增长呢？
On the good days of the conference where my brother didn't like eat anything he wasn't supposed to, I was like, yeah, I'm growing spiritually, I trusted God.
那当这个在好的时候，就是当我的弟兄兄弟他不好好吃饭的时候，我看到他我就想，哦，是的，我自己长得挺好的。
And then like another day where he ate like bread he wasn't supposed to, and I lectured him about it. I was like, oh, well, maybe I'm not growing spiritually because I felt like I trusted God, but it didn't happen the way I wanted it to.
但有的时候我也觉着，也许我的属灵成长的并不好，因为我并不是像神要我来相信他的那样来真正的信靠他。
But maybe I was just concerned that my spiritual shell.Wasn't so shiny as other people's lives appeared.
也许我所顾念的只不过是自己外边这个宗教这个行为上的这个外壳，并不像别人的那么闪亮而已。
However, the Lord reminded me that the question I should be asking with spiritual growth is, "Do I love you, Lord?"
然而神却提醒我，就是关乎属灵的成长，我真正该问主的这个问题是：主啊，我是否爱你？
Do I love you so that I obey your commandments? Do I love you that I walk in your way and your truth?
我是否爱主，让我能够来愿意顺服他的教训？我是否爱主，让我能够每一天行走在他的真理的里边？
Is the inside of me clean and growing as the Lord wills?
在我的里边是不是像主所盼望的那样清洁，能够像他所盼望的那样在成长？
I'm thankful that the Lord has directed me to these new questions, and I pray that through focusing on His truth, His way, and His life, that I might love Him more and more each day.
我感谢主，因为他引导我能够来思想这些问题，让我能够来注重他是道路、真理和生命，也愿我向着他的爱能够每一天更多的来增长。
And in that way, grow to put on my new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且因此让我能够来穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象所造的，有那真理的仁义和圣洁。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
My sharing is also related to the Toronto Youth Conference.
我的分享也是关乎多伦多的年轻人的特会。
However, instead of a summary, or takeaways from the messages,
然而我并不是要来分享我在这个特会当中有怎样的得着。
The burden that the Lord put on my heart is to share, this morning, simply testifying of His great faithfulness.
那神在我心中的负担就是来早上向大家一同的来分享和见证神的信实何等的广大。
And how He desires to prove His faithfulness to us every day.
并且他是何等的盼望每一天都把他的信实来显现给我们。
The story found in John 6 perfectly describes this.
在约翰福音第六章那里的一个故事能够非常完美的来解释这一切。
So if you guys could turn to John 6, we'll read a portion together.
如果大家可以的话，请同我一同把圣经翻到约翰福音第六章，让我们一同来读那里的一段故事。
Starting from verse 8, and then all the way to 13, and we can read Chinese and English together.
那我们要从第八节读到第十三节，请大家用中文和英文一同来读。
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to his disciples, and disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten.So each morning, the workshop leaders would pray together.
那每天早上分组的这个带领的弟兄姐妹会在一起来祷告。
And each morning, at least one person would reference this passage.
每天早上至少有一个人总会提到这一节。
They would pray by very simply confessing that we adults.
他们祷告的时候就会简单的来承认我们这些成年人。
Along with the young people,
同年轻人一起
we don't have much to offer, but that the Lord would take it and multiply it for His glory.
我们有的虽有限，但主会拿过来注谢了，然后让这些成为更多的祝福。
And that's exactly what He did.
这就是神在特会当中所做的。
Many of the 140 attendees,
那与会的140多位
they either went for the wrong reasons.
也许他们去的时候就带着一个不正确的原因
did not want to be there,
或者甚至根本就不想去
had rejected the Lord,
或者以前甚至拒绝过主
but they were forced to go by their parents.
但是呢因为各种各样的原因他们的家长还是迫使他们就去到了那里
And honestly, by human evaluation, it seemed like it would be impossible to reach them.
照着人眼所看，我想很难能够让我们去来接近他们。
But praise the Lord, He heard our prayers.
但感谢神，他听了我们的祷告。
And he answered our prayers.
并且他也回应了我们的祷告。
He honored their obedience.
他来荣耀他们的顺服。
He took the 5 little loaves and 2 fish that they had to offer, and he greatly multiplied it.
他就拿起那我们所能摆上的五饼和二鱼，并且大大的祝福。
The Sunday after the conference, it was so wonderful hearing 18 of our very own young people.
在这个聚会主日的那个下午，我们听到在我们聚会当中有18位的弟兄，年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Who attended the conference? They shared with the other young people how they had met the Lord.
他们就是参加了特会，与其他的弟兄姐妹一同分享他们是如何在特会里边遇到了神。
They had heard the gentle voice of the Lord simply asking, "Do you love me?"
他们听到主那温柔的声音来向他们问，你爱我吗？
Not demanding anything nor condemning.
并没有向他们有所求的，也没有来定罪他们。
But longingly calling to them.
但是是这样盼望的来呼求他们。
Many were saved during the conference.
在特会当中有很多的人得救。
Others recommitted their lives to the Lord.
也有一些人重新把他们生命分别为圣归给主。
And still others walks with the Lord were strengthened.
同样也有一些那些跟随主的人他们就得着建立。
Truly, his faithfulness is from generation to generation.
实在神的信实从一代到一代都是这样的广大。
So may we parents and teachers be encouraged.
盼望我们这些做家长的、做老师的能够因此得着鼓励。
Reading the Bible with our children.
能够与我们的孩子们一同的来读书、来读圣经。
Praying with them, bring them to the gatherings.
与他们一同祷告，带他们一同来聚会。
Encouraging them in the Lord.
鼓励他们能够在主的里边。
These might seem like just a few loaves and fish.
也许我刚才讲的听起来不过是五饼和二鱼。
But our faithful God, the bread of life.
但我们信实的主，那生命的饼。
Is able and willing to take our little offerings and bless them extraordinarily.
会拿起我们所献上的这一点点，并大大的祝福他。
Thank the Lord.
赞美主。
Hello. Good morning.
大家好，早上好。
So I'm one of the people who was just previously mentioned to not wanting to go to Toronto.
我就是刚刚讲到那个根本就不想去到多伦多的。
Cause like it was like a week before school started, and you know, summer's so tiring. You know, have to stay home all day.
因为这个是在我们这个要开学前一周，这个整个的暑假是这么的累，然后你一周都不能够在家里。
And like Toronto is like a week of talking to people from morning to evening.
并且你要去到多伦多，一个整个星期从早到晚，天天跟别人讲话。
But I think it was just in his plan to bring me there.
但我想实在是神的安排和计划能够把我带到那里。
Just going there, I was refreshed daily.By just being around brothers and sisters who just had this love for the Lord that was really contagious.
那当我能够去到那里的时候，每一天都得着更新，因为在我周围的这些弟兄姐妹，他们是这样的爱主，他们的爱是如此的，好像是传染力。
And during Toronto, I saw the image of what the body is, and I felt what it's like.
在那里我
being part of it is.
在那里我不仅好像看到了基督身体的图画，并且我也真实的能够来感受到这一点。
And so just, I don't know like how far, and so in one of the messages, a brother coined the term equine Christian.
那在这个信息当中有一个弟兄他就用到一个词，就是像骡马一样的，像马像骡一样的这些基督徒们。
And it comes from Psalm 32:9.
那这就来自诗篇三十二篇第九节。
Do not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you.
诗篇三十二篇第九节那里讲到，你不可像那无知的骡马，必用嚼环和辔头来勒住它，不然就不能驯服。
And it's something that stuck with me because it's such a weird phrase, like.Christians, but we're horses?
那这个话就一直在我的心头萦绕，因为这是如此的奇怪。我们是基督徒，但是是马。
Good execution. And I thought about it longer, and like horses are typically are like a symbol of like strength and power and freedom and all that.
嗯，我就想到马这样一个动物，它常常所代表的是强大的力量。
But the focus of the verse is about being like pulled back to the Lord. I'm sorry, I lost. The focus of the verse isn't about the horse, but rather how it's brought back to the owner through the bit and bridle, through being pulled back to the Lord and submitting your strength to him.
嗯，然而这一节它的重点却不是在讲这个马，而是讲他们如何的能够被带回到他们的主人身边，借着那些嚼头，借着嚼环，借着配头，他们就被拉回到主那里，并且愿意降服在主那里。
And I think that's very true for my life, because I typically only like listen to him when I'm going through difficult circumstances, when I'm like helpless and I'm like,I got nothing else. Guess I go to the Lord.
我想这个就是非常真实的描绘了我里边的光景，因为我常常只有在自己经历过非常困难的情况的时候，觉得自己实在是没有办法了，我只能来到主的时候，那时我才会去寻求他。
But I think my experience before and during Toronto is a testament to how it's not only through these difficulties that we turn back to him.
但我想我在这个多伦多特会之前和之后的经历让我能够看到，不仅仅是在那样的环境的里面我们才回到主的面前。
Because I've always had this mindset of like we learn best through going through like tough things and then we like fail and then we learn from that. But just being in the body and in the environment of Christ can bring us back.
因为我之前有这样一个想法，就是唯有经历过很大的难处，然后我们失败了，才能够从中学习，这样让我们成长更多。但这次的特会却让我经历到，就是能够在基督的身体里与弟兄姐妹在一起，这也能够让我们有很多的成长。
And so if you're like away from the Lord right now, don't be discouraged, because right now you're in the first step of coming back to Him, just being here and listening.
如果你现在觉得自己远离了主，请你不要失望，因为此刻你坐在这里就已经踏上了能够回到主面前的第一步。
And if you're going through, if you're suffering right now and you're with the Lord and you're like, why is the Lord not fixing my problems yet? Don't be discouraged about that too.
那如果你现在正在经受一些磨难，你在心中来问主啊，为什么你还不帮我把这些问题解决的话，也请你不要因此失望。
The Lord's encouragement to you is from James 5:11.
那主向着我们的鼓励是从雅各书5:11那里来的。
We count those blessed.Who endured? You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Yeah, that's all I have.
谢谢。
Hi, everyone.
大家好。
My name is Cynthia.
我的名字是 Cynthia.
Something the Lord really touched me at the conference this year was abiding in Him.
那今年在特会当中，主特别摸到我的一点，就是要住在他的里边。
One of the messages talked about how some believers get so caught up in the unworthiness and shamefulness of sin that they often forget about the reality of how the Lord has already died for that sin.
那有一次的信息就讲到有一些的信徒们，他们就因为觉着自己不配，觉着自己的羞愧，而让他们就是觉着不配来到主的面前，然而却忘了神是已经为我们的罪来被钉死在十字架上。
Or other times we might have a problem with something the Lord is doing in our life and we can't understand the purpose behind it.
或有的时候我们会因为在神在我们生活当中的一些事情而感到疑惑，却而不能够明白，就我们却忘记了神在之后也有他的一个目的。
If we don't understand what he's doing, sometimes we lose faith and leave the Lord to try to figure it out on our own.
有的时候如果我们不明白的话呢，我们就想要来远离神，自己来去寻求这后边到底是为了什么。
I know for myself at least, there have been times where I prayed to the Lord for something, but I've been left without an answer.
我知道有的时候我自己来为着一件事情寻求，但是却没有从主那里得到答案。
It can be really discouraging, especially when a tragedy happens, even though I've prayed to the Lord extensively about it.
那有的时候就让我里面非常的沮丧，因为我向主为此事祷告了很久，结果的情最后的结果也仍然非常的不好。
However, he simply says, "Do you love me?"
然而他却简单的来问我们，你是否爱我？
Then come follow me.
如果是的话，来跟随我。
The Lord doesn't ask us to be perfect or have dealt with all of our sins.
神不是让我们变成一个完全的人，也不是说我们要对付完里边自己所有的罪。
He doesn't ask us to understand everything he is doing.
他也没有要求我们明白他所在做的一切的事情。
Even when we have issues with the Lord and haven't received an answer from Him,
即便有的时候我们与主之间好像有一些问题，我们也从他那里没有得到一个回应。
He just asks us to come in and abide in Him.
他只不过是来叫我们能够跟随他，来住在他的里边。
And as we dwell in His presence day by day,
当我们一日又一日能够住在基督的里边，
He will deal with our flesh and cut away what needs to be removed.
他就来对付我们的肉体，把那些他不讨他喜悦的来除去。
The Spirit will also reveal what He wants to reveal in His timing.
并且圣灵会照着神的旨意，把他所要启示给我们的定时的启示出来。
John 14, verse 15 and 16 says,
在约翰福音14章15到16节那里讲到，
If you love me, keep my commands.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
The Spirit of Truth.
就是那真理的圣灵。
I've been taking for granted the significance of quiet time with the Lord each morning.
每一天早上我把这个时间与主的同在的时间觉着是理所应当。
And I realize that there is only true rest in His presence.
然而我却意识到只有在他的同在里才能够有真平安。
He loves us so, so much, and He is just longing for us to come in and abide in Him.
他是如此的爱我们，他何等盼望我们能够来住在他的里边。
I love the verse of a song that says,
我非常喜欢有这样一首歌如此唱道，
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
当转眼仰望耶稣，注目仰望他的慈容，所有事物在他荣耀光中都要次第变色成朦胧。
The Lord just simply says,
主就是这样简单的来告诉我们，
Do you love me?
你是否爱我？
Then come follow me.
是的话，来跟从我。
Howdy.
大家好。
I'm Jesse, and I went to the Toronto Youth Conference.
我的名字叫 Jesse, 我也去到了多伦多的年轻人特会。
And it was really the goodness of God that brought me there.
实在是神他的良善能够带我去到那里。
As many of you know, I was born with a severe congenital heart defect.
可能大家很多都知道我生下来就有先天性的心脏病。
And in May of this year, I had my fifth heart surgery.
今年的五月份，我有了第五次的心脏手术。
Thank you all for just praying for me, and I thank the Lord that the surgery went well.
感谢大家为我的祷告，也感谢神让手术一切顺利。
However, after the surgery, I had a few complications.
然而在手术之后，我却有一些的并发症。
Including necrotizing pancreatitis.
我就有这个坏死性的胰腺炎。
It's since changed my life. I eat low-fat food. I can't eat pizza. I can't eat the wrong bread.
那我就这就改变了我的生活，我必须得吃那些低热量的食物，我不再能吃披萨，我也不能吃刚才讲到那个面包。
And I still take it easy. I don't run or do sit-ups.
我还在恢复，我不能够来跑，我也不能做仰卧起坐。
The recovery has been good but slow.
整个的恢复的过程是非常的平顺，但却也非常的缓慢。
So going to Toronto wasn't a sure thing.
所以去到多伦多并不是一个确定的事儿。
And of course, right before Toronto, I developed a bad cough.
那当然，在多伦多之前，我也有非常严重的咳嗽。
It was so bad that the night before the plane ride to Canada, my mom told me that if my cough got worse, then I probably shouldn't go.
那我的咳嗽是如此的严重，就在去到多伦多的前一天晚上，我的妈妈就告诉我，如果你的咳嗽的情况再更严重的话，你可能就不应该再去了。
Okay. Thankfully, my cough didn't get worse. Instead, it just stayed the same.
那我非常感恩的就是我的咳嗽并没有变得更坏，它只不过是跟以前一样的严重。
So I was able to go to Toronto, and I'll be here and share what the Lord's done.
所以我就能够去到特会，我今天也能站在这里分享。
It's really the goodness of God.
实在是神他的慈善。
And at the beginning of the conference,
那在特会刚开始的时候
，after I explained my heart condition to someone,
当我把我自己的这个心脏的情况跟一些人讲了之后
，He asked me a very simple question: Why did God make you like this?
他问我一个非常简单的问题，为什么神造你是这样呢？
And I didn't know how to answer.
我并不知道该如何的回答。
Before the conference, I didn't think about it too much.
在这个特会之前，我甚至都没有过多的考虑这一点。
I figured, well, God is good, His purposes are good.
我想神是美善的，他的旨意也是美善的。
He's done this on purpose for a good purpose.
他如此做一定有一个美好的心意。
So I didn't really have a real reason as to why he made this me like this.
所以我并没有一个很好的答案来回答他为什么让我这样。
But now I realized other people might have that question, so an answer might be useful.
所以但我意识到其他的人也许对这个问题会有疑问，所以如果有一个答案的话也许会很有帮助。
So I asked the Lord, why did you make me like this?
所以我就问主啊，你为什么造我是这样的？
And thankfully, near the end of the conference, God gave me an answer.
那很感恩的就是在特会快要结束的时候神给了我一个答案。
God sent a brother who didn't know that I had been asking the Lord that question of why to talk to me.
那当时神就派了一个弟兄，他并不知道我一直在心里问主那样一个问题。
He shared with me a couple of verses from 2 Corinthians 4.
那这位弟兄就与我分享了几处从哥林多后书第四章那里的经节。
Verse 7 through 9.But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
在哥林多后书第四章七到九节那里讲到，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不受困，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
Verse 16-17. Therefore, we do not lose heart.Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
16-17节，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这至赞至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
As I thought more about this passage, I was so thankful that God answered my prayer.
当我来思想这段圣经的时候，我是何等的感恩主这样来回应我的祷告。
He really walks and talks with me.
他实在来与我同行，也来一路的指引我。
I'm thankful that he showed me that through having this, what some could say is a broken heart that I was born with.He shows me that in my brokenness and weakness, He is strong and He can be trusted.
我何能感恩？就是虽然我在人的眼中好像有这样一个破碎的心脏，但在我的软弱，在我的这个病痛的当中，他却让我看到他是那强壮的，他是那有能力的。
and that he is so good and he is truly my treasure.
他实在是如此的美好，他就是我的至宝。
And during the conference,
在特会的当中，
while we were singing the goodness of God, I could just feel his presence.
当我们一同来唱这首诗歌《神的良善》的时候，我就能够感到他的同在。
The fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore that Psalm 16:11 talks about.
就是在诗篇十六篇第十一节那里讲到，那满足的喜乐和永远的福乐，我也能够感受得到。
And so even though I might constantly dying, I'm glad because I know God's goodness is always running after me.
虽然我好像是常常在死亡当中，但我何等的感恩，因为神的良善一直与我同行。
Thanks.
谢谢。
Hello, I'm Nathan.
大家好，我是 Nathan.
So this year was my first year at the Toronto Conference.
那今年我是第一次去到多伦多的特会。
So I would like to start out with a verse shared by Brother Ray Valerio on the second day of the conference.
那我开始的时候想要来分享 Brother Ray 他在第二天的时候分享的一段话。
It's in Psalm 16:11.
是从诗篇十六篇第十一节。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
This verse touched me because just like how simply it's stated.
那这段话是这样的摸着我，因为它讲起来真的是非常的简单直白。
We just need to love him and say yes to him.And he will show us the path of life.
我们只要来爱他，只要向他说，只要来向他说是的，那他就会把那生命的道路来指示给我们。
In order for us to follow him, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
若要我们能够来跟随他，我们要把我们的眼目定睛在主耶稣的身上。
Jesus is the life, the only life, so we need to follow him.
因为主耶稣就是生命，那唯一的生命，所以我们要来跟随他。
If we look to him, we will walk the path of life.
如果我们来仰望他的话，我们就能够走在这条生命的路上。
In this world, there are always two paths, the path of life and the path of death.
在这世界上总有两条路，一条是生命的路，一条是死亡的路。
Every day, we have to make the decision on which path we're going to take.
每一天我们都要来做选择，到底走哪一条路。
Satan put so many distractions in this world.To make us choose the path of life, path of death.
撒旦就在这世上放了很多很多的搅扰，让我们来选择那条死亡之路。
So in every decision we make, we need to turn to God and choose the path of life.
所以当我们做每一个选择的时候，都要来转向神，来选择那生命的路。
It also says, "In your presence is fullness of joy."
那也讲到，这圣经也讲到说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
So whenever we're in his presence, we will find joy.
所以当我们在他的同在里边的时候，我们就能够来得着喜乐。
This whole world lies to us about where we can find rest, but there is only one place we can find rest, and it is in the Lord.
世界总是来欺骗我们，告诉我们在哪里你能找到平安，但只有一处，就是在主的同在的当中，我们能够找到那真的平安。
When we abide in Christ, he will share with us his joy and his rest.
当我们能够来住在基督里时，他就把他的平安，把他的喜乐来分享给我们。
Lastly, it says at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
那这一节最后讲到说，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Ray talked about how the world is filled with passing pleasures.
那 Ray 弟兄就讲到，这个世界充满了只不过是那转瞬即逝的快乐。
They are fool's gold created by Satan to keep us away from the Lord.
这些不过是撒旦所创造的那些愚人金，让我们能够远离神。
The only pleasure is of the Lord.
然而只有神那里才有真正的喜乐。
So there is no comparison to being with him.
所以与主同在相比，世上其他一切事物都毫无价值。
So the big thing that I took away from this conference and what really helped me, was just knowing that the Lord is the only way.
所以在这个特会当中，让我最大的得着就是知道主是那唯一的道路。
He's just waiting there for us, waiting for us to take his hand and put our trust in him.
他一直在那里等候我们，等候我们能够把手放在他的手中，然后让我们能够全心的来信靠他。
Once we do that and devote our life to Him daily, everything we are looking for will be found in Him.
如果我们愿意如此行，并且能够把自己每一日的来献给他的话，我们所寻求的一切都能够在主的里边找到。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hi, my name is Emily.
大家好，我的名字是 Emily.
And I also attended the Toronto conference this year.
今年我也参加了多伦多的年轻人特会。
This year, the Lord spoke to me more personally than ever.
那今年的话，主就更以一种私人的方式来向我说话。
My motives for attending were mixed.
我当时想去的这个动机也是非常的复杂。
Seeing my friends, seeking a spiritual high, and recentering myself before school.
能够来碰见一见我的朋友，也能够来追求属灵上的高峰，或者是就是在学期开始之前，让我自己能够重新集中。
Despite my selfish desires, God worked through it.
虽然我有自己很多个人的想法，但神却能够在其中来运行。
He used everything from devotions and workshops.To fellowship in quiet times, to help me hear him more clearly and free me from a two-year struggle of wrestling with God for what I wanted and what I thought he wanted for me.
他就借着各种各样在聚会当中的，无论是早上的晨更，是我们在一起的信息，是下午的分组，或者是其他的事情，就来帮助我能够更清晰的来听到他，并且把我从一个两年之久于如好像在摔跤的这种过程当中来解救出来，让我来知道他到底想要什么。
This attested my faith and confused me spiritually and emotionally.
这个两年的挣扎实在是试验了我的信心，也让我在属灵上和在我的情感上都非常的受到的困扰。
Each morning, the Lord spoke to me in a fresh way, revealing to me what I needed for that day regarding my struggles, building towards peace and joy.
每一天早上，主都在以一种新鲜的方式来向我说话，来告诉我在那一天我到底需要什么，能够来胜过我里边的挣扎，并且让我里边更多有从他来的喜乐和平安。
During the Wednesday devotion, the Lord revealed that I needed to seek His face.
在周三的这个晨更的时候，主就启示了我，让我来寻求他的面。
I sought a direct answer from the Lord about whether to resolve things through my own efforts by seeking the truth from other people.
我所寻求的是一个更直接的回答，就是我是不是应该来去问别人来解决这些问题。
I thought the truth from them would help me move on and let go, but I later realized that although I wanted truth, I was seeking it in the wrong person.
那我以为我从别人那里得到了一个真理的话，我就能够放下以前的，然后继续向前。但我后来才认识到，我所需要的是真理，但我却寻求从一个不错误的人那里来得着它。
I should have been seeking the truth from the source of truth, which is Jesus.
我应该从那真理的源泉来寻求真理，这源泉就是主耶稣自己。
On Thursday morning before devotions, I sought God again for an answer.
那在周四的早上，在晨更之前，我又来寻求神，要得着一个答案。
I said, Lord, what do I do? I know you speak, so speak to me clearly and straightforwardly.
我知道，我对主说，主啊，我该怎么做呢？我知道你是那说话的神，所以求你能够来简单直白地跟我说。
You say you speak gently and softly, but I want to hear your answer loud and clear. Just boom at me.
大家都说你说话又轻柔又微小，但求你能够大声地向我说话，把你的答案大声地向我说。
After I said that, the wind blew gently over me.
当我如此说之后，那个微风就轻轻地吹在了我的身上。
Though I was frustrated that he didn't answer me the way I wanted, I felt still and at peace, realizing I didn't need any answers.
虽然他并没有像我所祈求的那样来回答我，但是我里边仍然有平安，我就意识到其实我并不需要其他更多的答案了。
I went before him, trusting that he would accomplish his work in his way.
我就到他的面前，相信他会照着自己的旨意，自己的方法来成就他的旨意。
Amazingly, the devotion spoke directly to me.
那让我感到惊奇的就是后边我们的晨更却直接的来向我说话。
Even John the Baptist had doubts.
甚至施洗约翰他的心中都有疑惑。
And he didn't fully understand what God was doing.
他也不知道神到底在做什么。
But Jesus didn't give him black and white answers.
神，基督也没有，主耶稣也没有给他这种非黑即白的回答。
He simply said, "Look what I've done. Look for what I am doing."
他只是回答施洗约翰说，看看我所成就的，看看我在做的。
This spoke powerfully to me. I had been struggling to understand what God was doing, wondering if I was overthinking and God wasn't doing anything.
这就非常有力量的来向我的心中说，我一直觉着，我一直在寻求神到底在做什么，有的时候想的太多，觉得神到底在做什么呢？
But I found comfort in knowing that God had been faithful in this situation for 2 years, so I could trust what he was doing, even if I didn't understand why.
所以，但我心中得着的安慰就是知道神在过去的两年当中一直在信实地为着他的旨意而做，虽然有的时候我并不知道他具体在做什么。
Our circumstances might seem repetitive and circular, and nothing about it makes sense, but we can trust that he will deliver again because he has so faithfully in the past.
有的时候我们所经历的环境也许是又好像循环又重复，然而我们却可以相信神，因为他是如此的信实，正如他在过往当中信实的来带领我们一样。
That same afternoon when I was alone, I said in frustration.
在那一天晚上，当我在那天下午当我独自一人的时候，我就在沮丧当中这样说，
God, this is not fair. Why do I have to go through this? Why this? Why that? It's not fair.
我就说神啊，这一点都不公平，为什么我要经历这些，为什么这样，为什么那样，这一点都不公平。
In my moment of complaint, God knew what I needed.
在我这样来抱怨的时候，神知道我里边所需要的到底是什么。
In a workshop, the leader said bluntly, God is not fair. God's just, comma, not fair. Will you let that box of fair go? Will you let the need for a fair situation go? If God were fair, we'd all have the same thing. But he's just, and in our unique circumstances, he gives us what we need.
那在下午的分组当中，那带领的就告诉，就非常直白的说，神不是公平的，神是公正的，神不是公平的。你是不是愿意能够对让自己心中对公平的那个概念抹掉呢？让神能够来如果神是公平的话，那我们所做的都是一样的事情，但神却是公正的，在我们个人不同的境况的当中，他会告诉我们，也给我们个人所需的。
I knew then that God would give me what I needed, fair or not, because he knows and loves me.
我知道神会把我所需的来给我，无论是否公平，因为他爱我，他也知道我。
On Friday before devotions, I went for a walk and I sat on a rock and I came before God with my struggle.
那在周五的晚上，在祷告之前，晨更之前，我就坐在一个石头上来寻求神。
A song kept coming to mind, so I prayed these lyrics to him.
那有一首诗歌就不断的来进到我的心里，所以我就用诗歌来向主祷告。
It says, "I've carried a burden for too long on my own."I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I see it now. I'm laying it down. I know I need you.
那歌词就讲到说，我背负重担，独自一人承受太久。我受造的意义并非要孤军奋斗。我听见你在邀请，不再纪念过去。我如今决定放下一切，因你是我所需。
The word surrender convicted me, and I knew I had to surrender everything to him. My questions, the confusion.Any hurts, even myself and my will.
那这个词降服就来摸到了我，我知道我必须要把一切的事情都来降服于主。我心中的疑问，我各种各样的疑惑，甚至我所征求的伤，我所想要的，我自己的意愿。
In my townhouse, surrender became the focus of our devotion time.
那在我所住的那个房子里，降服就成为我们在晨更时所注意的、所讨论的主题。
I reflected on the need for complete surrender. I wanted to, but I couldn't, at least not on my own.
我就意识到降服，全然降服的重要。我想要做，但至少凭着我自己，我并做不到。
On Friday afternoon, the Lord started moving.
在星期五的晚上，神在我里边开始来工作。
In his sovereign timing, he orchestrated a perfect time and place for a conversation with some sisters regarding my struggles.
在神他的主权的里边，他就让一个完美的时间，让我有机会与一个姐妹来交通我里边的这些挣扎。
Through this conversation, I knew right away it was time to give everything up.
那借着这些交通，我就知道，我当时就知道是该放下的时候了。
The Lord forced it out of my hands, and I had to let Him.
神就让这事脱离了我的手，我就如此让神来做。
That night, I saw that this path He brought me on was leading me to fully surrender.
那天晚上，我就看到神是如何带我能够走向这一条全然降服的路。
He was working to release my grip on what I wanted in order to gain my heart fully.
他让我能够放下自己所要的，然后能够全然得着我的心。
Now I see those 2 years of struggle were not in vain.
现在我知道那两年的挣扎并不是虚空。
The Lord showed me how perfect His timing is.
神让我看到他的时间是何等的完美。
Things could have been resolved last year, but every detail and every step of obedience was needed for me to fully give myself to Him.
也许事情在一年之前本就可以解决，然而所经历的一切，这每一个细节都让我能够真正的把自己全然的来归给主。
The fullness of joy which Ray Valerio spoke of in his message became reality.
那当时瑞弟兄所讲的这些信息就慢慢的变成了实际。
Having this struggle come to an end was freeing, and for the first time, this situation ended in joy and peace, something I believe God intended for me all along.
那我当时就为着这个心中的挣扎终于因此而结束，并且第一次在神所给我的这个环境的里边，我里边能够有实在的喜乐和平安。
I realized how much I had been holding on and not living in the freedom Christ has given us.
我才意识到自己一直抓得多么的紧，而不能够生活在基督所给我们的这个自由的里边。
The reality of living in the life of Christ was solidified during our final morning devotion.
那能够在最后一天的这个晨更当中，活在基督的实际里，这件事情就如此的清晰实际。
It simply said, Jesus has set us free.
只是简单的讲到，耶稣让我们得自由。
A new feeling that I had felt earlier that night, and He wants us all to walk in His freedom.
这感觉正是我在前一晚所感受到的，并且他盼我们能够一同的与他自由同行。
I'm still learning how to listen to the Lord's voice and obey Him and what it means to walk in freedom.
我仍然在学习如何来听主的声音，来顺从他，并且什么是与他同行。
But I hope this gives you a glimpse of how the Lord speaks to the small things like these morning devotions and works in big ways.
但我盼望这些能够让我们一同来知道主如何借着小事大事，特别是小事向我们说话，并且这些晨更能够大大的来影响我们的生活。
When the Lord works, He is faithful. He leaves no detail out. He makes sure everything falls into place according to His plans.
当神开始工作的时候，他不会放下任何一个细节，他会让凡事恰到其处的成就。
We just need to trust Him and surrender our will to His.
我们就要来信靠他，把我们自己的意愿降服在他的手下。
好，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌509首，大家把诗歌本拿出来，509首。